News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The merger of DIT, IT Tala and IT Blanchardstown as the new technology university Dublin has now been formally established by law, and it creates the country's largest third level institution. But what factors contributed to such a move? And I suppose this morning we're asking, did we actually need another university in Ireland? Well, joining us to discuss this is editor of Education Matters Yearbook and Guidance Counsellor Brian Mooney. Brian, thanks for talking to us
Good morning,
News Talk Breakfast this morning. Brian, I suppose first of all, start maybe by telling us, why do you think the decision was made to create this new body, this new university?
Well, I think in a sense, if you look at it from both an international perspective and a domestic perspective, there is a huge demand for the word university virtually from every young person going forward now at a second level education, or even parents looking for it. I mean, the level 8 degree, if you go back even where you're talking about 1999, go back to 2000, you know, in 2000, you would find that literally 20,000 students would have done a level 8 degree. You're basically looking at a situation where we're now moving up into 38,000.
Do you put that down to a snobbery, Brian?
It's almost become a question that it you have to have. I mean, the level 6 higher certificate, which you know would have been, say, 45% of students back 20 years ago, is now 20% of students. It's now 80% going to level 8. And if 80% of students leaving school have to now aspire to a level 8 degree at a university level, and is that seen as being the benchmark for success, then everybody is now aspiring to having that level. And every institution, if it's to attract students in a sense, has to have that university tag. I mean, there was an interesting article there a couple of years ago in relation to Trinity at an international level, looking, because it's Trinity College, it's not called Trinity University. So for students internationally looking to find a university to go to, students in India or China or Indonesia, they're going to look under universities. So a question, this concept of university is becoming kind of the universal tag, and I can understand how within the system there is a demand to have the university status, so therefore we can attract more students and we can be a more credible international institution. Whether it actually has any real difference in terms of delivery to students, I mean, there is a proposal for a university in the southwest between CIT in Cork and Tralee Institute of Technology, and there has been media reports in recent days about this conflict between students who are failed by a particular lecturer, you know, because he is saying that they didn't meet the criteria, the standards. He was questioning whether, in fact, their referencing was appropriate, their phrasing, their critical thinking. These students are getting on to these courses with maybe 204 points for a level 7, 303 for a level 8. So you've got a conflict there arising between, you know, is every student capable of taking a university degree, even if they're getting 200 points or 300 points, as opposed to 500 or 600 points? And are we going to create a system in which everybody aspires to university? I mean, we've developed the apprenticeship system now. It's really successful. But we're tagging on level 8 university degrees as part of that process. I mean, if you do the new apprenticeship, which is an excellent apprenticeship in insurance, which is related to IT Sligo, it's offered through IT Sligo. The student is working 4 days a week in an insurance company, is being paid to do their qualification because they're working. They're doing online 1 day a week, and yet they end up with a level 8 degree. So effectively, I think this whole drive towards university standings, university status, it's seen as almost becoming, you know, a must-have. I mean, you talked about when you went to university. I went to university in the 1973, and only 20% of the population then would have aspired to university status. But the other 80% going into the civil service, the banks, going into the guards, going into local authorities, going into a whole series of employment opportunities, saw themselves as completely successful without ever having to have university status.
But Brian, do you think, just to go back to that, when you're saying there about, say, when I was in college or when you were in college, do you think the university tag matters to students, or are students just trying to find something that they think they might be good at or that they might enjoy or might offer them something different to, say, what secondary school might have offered them? Is this a pressure that comes from parents down to students, or do you think it is a priority for students themselves?
Well, it's become a criteria. As I said, if my fellow classmates in Oakland's in 1971, when we did the Leaving Cert, felt that it was an appropriate way that you had to have a university education, why were 80% of them more than happy to go into the employment market, get jobs, be very successful in their careers? Why is it now that you've gone the opposite direction, that 80% feel that they almost have to go to university to be deemed to be successful?
But does it have to be university, Brian? Like, I know, like, I get that 80% might want to go to third level, but do you think students differentiate between, say, maybe a DIT, an IT, or somewhere that has a university in the name?
Well, I think that there is certainly, I think there is certainly a desire. I mean, if you look at the aspirations in terms of points of courses, which will drive the whole system. You know, now, admittedly, there are very high points courses in institutes of technology. If you want to do optometry, there's only one place in Ireland you can do it, and that is in the DIT. If you look at the entry points requirements, say, for instance, for business, DT 365 for the DIT, you know, you're talking about 460 points. But then again, you're talking about 500 points for commerce in UCD or best in Trinity, even higher. So effectively, there is a differentiation between what it requires to get into a university course as opposed to an IT course. So there is that element of competitiveness, I think, that is associated with the university tag, which is there. And it wasn't there, you know, when I went to college. And maybe it was there when you went to college, I'm not sure. But I mean, when you look at the numbers now, it's almost as if, as you say, if you don't get to university, somehow you're aspiring to be at university and you're seeing anything else as second best, which may explain why, in fact, you know, we had a situation. Let's look at the UK, for example. In the mid-1990s, they changed all of what were, you know, their vocational or non-university sector to universities. Everything became a university. And effectively, now they have an incredible shortage of students, and they are literally admitting people. This year they admitted up to 80,000 people without any requirement of any particular academic qualification to the university system. But the question then arises, are these people who are paying 9,000 year fees to go to university in any way really benefiting? Because as a society, you know, a lot of these people are going to end up with university degrees, but they're still going to end up doing jobs, you know, working in the likes of fast food restaurants or supermarkets, etc., jobs that they could have easily got directly from school. So have we developed a society in which university has become, you know, the must-have, and yet is it really benefiting students, and is it costing huge amounts of money to both the students, their families, the state?
To have them there. OK, Brian Mooney, editor of Education Matters Yearbook and Guidance Counsellor.